Welcome to Wrestling Off the Handle. I'm your host, Renal Preville. Welcome to the show. And through the... it's just so rough.
It's a rough morning for Renal Preville.
I'm trying.
It's all good, man. I'm your co-host, Randy Vega, since he's half asleep. It's fine.
Yes.
Bro, get your life together, bro. What's wrong with you?
I was napping, man. And I'm like, oh, shit, I got to do a podcast. All right.
You yeah, seem like it's such a bad thing to do now. Damn.
No, it's just tired, man. I'm not even tired, bro. I just had a good ass sleep, and I'm just groggy and shit.
Those are sometimes the worst ones to come out of when you're sleeping too good.
Yeah, man. I had a good man. I was rich and shit in my dream and everything.
Those are the best, bro.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
How was your night, bro? How you
my
been?
My night was pretty good. Not gonna lie, night was pretty solid, man. It was wasn't too bad, you know. Had a lot of got some practice, some unneeded practice last night, which I fucking drastically needed.
What you mean?
I got a big thing coming up today, and that show that we talked about.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, it's the deaf show.
Not the deaf show, bro. The blind show.
Blind show. Same shit. Yeah. They got one thing wrong with them. That's just a joke, guys. Just a joke. They'll love that.
Oh my god, PC culture. They're gonna uncensor us, man.
Yeah, man. But like, how do you get onto that, man? You excited for it? Come on.
I don't know, dude. I don't know how to feel about it yet. I'll see how it goes when I'm done with it.
Bro, you definitely gotta vlog this.
I'm gonna just. I can either A, vlog it, or B, record the audio because you can't see shit. So either way, it's going to be a pitch black screen.
Yeah.
So, but,
no one can see anything, huh?
Nope. Nobody. But the only people that I can see in there is a SWAT team.
Damn.
Yep.
Yo, what if they got some fakers in there? Just like, I just want to pretend.
There's a lot of people in there that bought tables for the event and stuff like that aren't blind. It's like a charity event type thing for the Florida Outreach program and stuff. So that's the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you know, we're performing for them to help them raise money and stuff.
That's dope, man. It's really great that you're doing that, man.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm just curious on how it's gonna go, that's all.
That's cool, bro. You said that yesterday you went to the 5-year at Common Ground.
Yeah, I didn't even notice either. I felt bad.
Common Grounds, guys, if you don't know, that's a very local, that's a very great coffee place in Lake Worth. Do a lot of great performance called The Utterance every other Saturday or every twice a Saturday? I forget.
I think it's like the second or fourth Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's, you got to be super clean. You got to be super clean in that room.
Yeah, man, it's a very fun room to do it. But 5 years, it's wow. Have we been there for 5 years?
Well, we haven't.
But been performing
you've been
there.
You've been doing comedy how long?
On and off, 4 years.
Right? Okay, yeah, I've been doing it for 3 consistently.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
If we're going to say that, then like maybe 1.
Okay, so yeah, I've been doing it 3 years consistently, so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, man, he has a great, cool place, but, like, how was it, man?
It was a great show, honestly. It was a really, really freaking good show. It was, what's it called? It was good. A lot of people showed up. You got to sign the piano. For once, I finally got to sign the piano before it was full. Because every year on the anniversary, they paint the piano that they have in there white. Mm-hmm. And then the very next show, they let everybody come in, sign it, write something on it. That's why it's always covered. So the only time of year you see it where it's not covered is the anniversary.
Oh, that's really cool.
The people there for the show get to sign it. So I literally took up the spot right in front. Bam. So every time you sat down, you had no choice but to see my writing. So
what did you write?
Oh, a quote or a thing. I don't know where I heard it from. I think I came up with it myself. Honestly, just like somebody asked me. And I was like, yeah, day not laughed is a day not lived.
Okay. I think I've seen that before. But yeah, that's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where I came from. It's always stuck with me. So
I like that.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, man. I had my show last night. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm more interested about your show. How'd your show go?
I was good, man. It was good. It was in downtown Delray. It was at Donnie's place, a soul food restaurant. Sean Grant was a headliner, really funny dude. Funny thing is, he said he was surprised to see white people in this place at a soul food restaurant. I'm like, well, it's Delray.
Yeah,
It's
it's very
everywhere. Gentrified now.
super gentrified.
Yeah, it's a whole
Super
different
gentrified.
area. But no,
Oh yeah.
it was a fun show. I was a little nervous when I first got up on stage. After, you can hear my voice. I could tell it. I heard it. It's just a little bit nervous. But once I heard the first laugh, I was like, okay, cool. I'm good. And then
Yeah, once you get that first crack, dude, it's game over. Once you get that first giggle, off to the races from there.
This is one lady, one of my friends videotaped it, and I was like, okay, this lady, I want to make her laugh. I didn't even notice that I was just trying to make her laugh because she just didn't want to at first, and I was the opener.
You got caught up in that in like that kill zone.
Yeah, and once I said something that made her laugh, I was good. I was like, all right, let me go back to on this side.
That's what's up. Well, was everybody laughing though? That's the question.
Everyone's laughing. It was a good set. Everyone, they had a, I didn't get his name, but it was an older gentleman that got on stage. He did a little bit of magic too on stage.
Nice.
So it was a good show. Surprisingly, I didn't think, I was just nervous, but I had a good night. And even after that, me and some friends that came out with me, we went out to a pool hall, hung out. But
Nice.
man, it was a good night for comedy. Got some more stuff coming up, so. It's pretty fun.
Cool, man. That's good. Glad to hear that shit, bro. Glad it went good for you.
Yeah, man.
I ended up doing. I did a show at afterwards at Artful Dodger, which was all right. It wasn't that bad. There was maybe like five people there, but it comes and goes with the program.
That's
You win
cool.
some. You win some, you lose some.
Was
But
that a contest or?
no, it was a show. It was booked up.
All right, man. That's cool, bro.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, you'll be doing a dope show tonight, man.
Yeah, we'll see. See how that goes.
All right, man. So this is a wrestling podcast. Also, we'll talk about a little bit about wrestling, but Monday Night Raw and SmackDown. Monday Night Raw, I got to tell you, Brock Lesnar got beat by Rey Mysterio like a piñata. It's not
That
racist. It's just funny.
was very entertaining.
Yes.
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I felt when Rey Mysterio hit Brock Lesnar with the title, I felt like the whole land of Mexico was in that one hit because he hit him with the belt.
Well, obviously it wasn't that strong then, because that motherfucker got right back up.
Well, it's Brock Lesnar in Mexico.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
It wasn't too much of a La Raza behind him on that.
nah, but he hit him with everything he got. He even fell.
Oh no, he fucking dove into that shit. Did a 619 in the air with the belt and hit him.
I'm not quote. I'm paraphrasing this, but Corey
Oh
Graves
God.
said something about he doesn't like the Lana and Rusev love triangle scandal thing.
I don't like it either. It's stupid.
Yeah, but
It's the
go ahead.
I think it's pointless. I honestly think it is fucking stupid as shit. What point does it serve in this? No clue. What's it for? I don't get it.
Well, Corey Graves said that, but pretty much, I was thinking about when he said that. It's kind of funny because I'm like, well, yeah, it doesn't serve anyone, but also it's like, well, dude, you're in a wrestling scandal, love scandal. It's like,
No,
this
yeah,
is.
technically he's not.
Well, he was. His ex-wife exposed their little situation. But the funny thing about that is, WWE took their little thing and then wrote it and made it up. And for a lot for I mean, when I'm saying this, I'm saying Corey Graves and Kamella's little love thing, secret, and now they're putting that as Rusev and Lana's storyline. They just took it, and that's why he doesn't kind of like it. It's like, yeah, this is
But
bullshit.
if you go to what's it called? They talk about it though, that they when them two got together, there was never an when Carmella and dude got together, him and his wife were done already. Like they weren't separated like by papers, mm-hmm. but they were done. They were seeing other people that are like that. So since she thought that it was a whole like, oh, is this what you were doing while we were together? Like, no, it was that whole after thing. Like they talk about that stuff completely, yeah.
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying that's what the internet made the story to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
How she made it, presented it. So it's like, oh, WWE just is this, the writers have decided, like, hey, let's just go bring this up, this Instagram story again.
Yeah.
It is stupid. That's my point. But it's just funny that Corey Graves is the one to say it. It's like, well, yeah, because it's your life, bro.
Yeah, I get it. And I don't blame him for being mad at that. I mean, it's like, you know, this shit already happened. Why are we doing this again?
Yeah.
I don't blame the guy for being mad about it, honestly.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what else. Monday Night Raw. The Imperial coming up, beating up Heavy Machinery. I like the whole Survivor Series, bringing NXT, doing the invasion angle again, but with the NXT superstars. I like the NXT versus Survivor Series thing.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it feels like. It's NXT against the world that night. What it's
going to
be like.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is probably the first time in the last two Survivor Series that I'm really excited for. So I like the story that they're bringing. I don't like, because like last year, the Survivor Series, that was Survivor Series where Raw just won all of them.
Yeah. Well, last year.
Yeah, last year. That was last year. Mm-hmm. That was trash. I don't want them to do that this year. Like, this will be most of the matches. I think will be probably Raw will win at Survivor Series, but I think Imperial and some NXT guys are definitely gonna have to pick up some wins. Like Shayna Baszler,
they have to. I don't think Shayna Baszler is gonna win that.
Nah,
I don't think she's gonna win that one. I can
Becky's
see NXT winning the tag team.
The tag team.
I can see the NXT guys winning the tag team event.
Yeah,
those guys are pretty sneaky. I can see them winning that. And then apparently, if Rey Mysterio goes up against Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series, then that's pretty much going to be The Fiend versus Adam Cole.
Mm.
And then that's going to suck for him. He's fucked.
I don't want to see Rey Mysterio get F5'd like a bunch of times. Like,
yeah, that's going to be
a match. If he wins that world title, bro, that would be cool.
I wouldn't mind seeing him win it, honestly. Let them win it and they retire.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be cool with that. Just do one quick run. You know what? We'll switch shows. That kind of made me upset that the New Day ended up winning the tag team titles, because it's good that they have the tag team titles, but then it's like, wait, Kofi Kingston's not going to get his world championship again? Rematch.
He's gonna hold the tag team for a while. I think they're gonna give it. I think they have him running with the tag team championships for a while because of the fact of the New Day issue. The belt issue. Because they got that storyline going. So I think once that storyline dies down and stuff, they'll lose the belt and they'll get a shot again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also Xavier Wood is actually hurt, so they need a replacement for New Day. So he's just holding it down. I mean, it's good to still be a tag team champion.
I just hope that they up down as a finisher.
Oh, yeah, they'll keep doing that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know if Tyson Kidd's going to be there. Tyson Kidd and Braun Strowman are best friends now.
Tyson Fury?
Tyson Williams and Tyson Kidd?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah, Tyson Fury. Who the fuck is Tyson Kidd?
I don't know. Wasn't that, what's his face?
Natalya's husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember when they were together, Cesaro and Tyson Kidd?
Yeah, that weird fucking duo.
That was a good tag team, man.
That was weird.
No, I thought it was cool. When Cesaro would do his spin, and then Tyson Kidd would just do a drop kick at the end.
Oh, no, yeah, that's... I get that, but I'm saying, but I still just thought they were weird.
I mean, you prefer the Cesaro and Sheamus tag team?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, clearly. They're way better.
You just like the Dragon Ball Z.
Of course, bro. Of course.
There's more in the world than Dragon Ball Z, man.
No, I know. I do know that.
Yeah, I didn't get to see any of AEW as well.
Yeah, I missed that this week, but apparently I saw a clip of Rhodes. What the hell's his name? I forget.
John Moxley.
No, Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes. Yeah, he did a promo that was insane. Like it was a mic drop promo. It was fucking good.
Oh, you're talking about the promo towards Chris Jericho. Yeah, it was pretty. It was actually based off his father's speech as well.
That's for sure. But I'm saying he came in fucking swinging with that promo. That was fucking. It was great. He laid some bars down for sure.
Even The Rock actually tweeted about it and said that, you know, that's pretty much how you do it, man. That's a great promo. Sure. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the NXT getting invaded by Raw. Let's talk about that the OC like brutalizing the fuck out of the
Undisputed Era.
Out of Undisputed Era in that hallway. And let's talk about the creative point of view that they took on that with the blood coming out their mouths and all that shit like that. I commend them. That was good.
That was very believable. They're definitely trying to go to that PG-14. You know what? You're definitely gonna get a busted mouth if you saw Monday Night Raw where Keith Lee did that flip and took out half the roster.
Oh yeah, those are fighting words for sure.
Keith Lee did a backflip and almost killed everybody.
Oh, it wasn't a backflip. It was a front flip. You jumped over the ropes on him.
Oh, you're right. Front flip. Somersault, really. But same. Yeah. No, but I thought that was pretty cool that they were doing with Undisputed Era.
Regardless, he went flying and he did damage. Fucking awesome. Oh, it'll hold it down for real. That's a big motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, he is.
That's a big motherfucker. They'll just randomly just be like, all right, going up. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah. I see Triple H trying to get Seth Rollins to sell his soul for another world championship, I guess.
Well, he's trying to wake him up. I like the feud that's going on, though. I like the way, not the feud, but like, I like how they're making it so that way it's like Seth Rollins is going to go. I feel like he's going to go heel again. I feel like he's going to end up doing something with the Fiend, fighting Fiend. And I feel like he's going to lose his shit like he did in the cage match. And he's going to win the match, get the belt. And then, the Fiend's going to be stuck on SmackDown. I feel like that's what they're going to do.
Yeah. Actually, talk about the Fiend, him showing up on SmackDown out of nowhere and getting Daniel Bryan. I was surprised. I had no idea he had a problem with Daniel Bryan. Now, that's another person.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was, that's how SmackDown ended.
Yeah, I missed that part. But now, yeah, I get it, though, because remember, they were, Daniel Bryan used to be part of his little clique back in the day, and he turned on him, remember?
Not really.
Yeah, dude, they had the cage match and everything about it. A long time ago, there was a cage match between Daniel Bryan and him, and this is when he was the, when he had the, what's it called? Shit. I cannot remember the life of me. It was a cage match. It was a fur belt, I believe. Daniel Bryan used to wear the bodysuit and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not the bodysuit, the fucking name. I'm going to draw the blank on this shit.
I don't remember what match you're talking about, brother.
I'll send you the clip, but yeah, a long time ago, he turned his back on the Wyatt family. That's when he got, when he first initially came in, and they had like the deal going on, and he had to follow the Wyatt family for a bit. And then he turned on them.
Yep. I don't remember that one bit at all. I wish I did.
That's crazy, bro. I thought you would remember that.
And there's a lot of wrestling I don't remember.
Yeah, well, we did that.
Yeah, man.
Like, you nonchalant, you're just like, yeah, pretty much.
That's, I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway.
It's my life now.
Yeah, but I thought Survivor Series is in a couple of weeks. I like what they're building up some of these storylines. I think Shayna Baszler and Becky Lynch on Monday Night Raw, their face-to-face conversation, it was pretty good. You can definitely see like how talent level, though, with a promo and conversation. Because Shayna Baszler, she's only been doing it a couple years, but Becky's just on point with it, just like really believable. Just the acting is just a little bit better. But Shayna Baszler's telling Becky that, yeah, you know I'm friends with Ronda, but I gotta let you know I'm not Ronda. Letting her know that Ronda didn't beat you, but I will. I'm like, all right.
I don't think that's gonna happen. Because then that's gonna, I don't think that she's on too much of a roar right now to lose.
But I think, well, yeah, definitely Becky's on the top of the world in the women's division. But if they really want to make NXT like pop, why wouldn't they let Shayna Baszler win? If she wins, that makes NXT like even their women division even higher. It gives them.
I think honestly, dude, what's gonna happen is that it's gonna be a interference by Baszler's crew. They're gonna come in and cheat and help her out, and then she's gonna be the one like that. I don't see it being a clean win. And I see it starting a feud between the other shows where it's going to end up being, I guarantee you something's going to happen where Bayley's going to end up coming in and wrecking shit on NXT one night. Like, she's going to make a comeback. NXT, for some reason, I guarantee you it's going to be because somebody's going to cheat her out of a win.
All right, maybe. I definitely, you know what? I saw earlier on Instagram, we were talking about NXT. There was a guy and his wife. It was a wedding, and he had a title, and he was coming out like the Undisputed Era with Adam. And the caption was, find someone that will let you do this. I'm like, yep.
Oh, yeah. That's how you do it, man. You got to come out with the group. You got to have the squad, though. You can't just come out by yourself. No. You gotta have the groomsmen all come out like that. Let the girls walk by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Go stand over there, and then you fucking come out and fucking bring the heat.
Yeah, I saw that they had and they had the groomsmen and everyone, and they had the whole Adam Cole, baby.
Oh yeah,
that's a cool wedding. You know what? I have this I don't think I've ever talked about this on the podcast, but I said I hate gender reveals until I created one. I was like, okay, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna have a ladder match.
A ladder match?
Yeah, or pretty much pretend a ladder match, and we climb up, and we have to hit to get the title.
Are you trying to like kill your future wife, dude? Like, what the fuck?
I mean, she's not gonna moonsault or anything. I'll climb it. You know?
Yeah, knowing you, you're gonna be like, babe, you can do it. I believe in you.
I believe in women. They can do anything. They're strong. Nah, I'm just going to get the title, and whatever the title is, a woman's title or a man's title, that's how you know.
This guy.
Yeah, I thought that real
fit. I don't trust it.
You won't.
I don't trust it.
You won't have a ladders match.
I can just see you like fuck it up and just be like, you know what, fuck this shit, babe. RKO. fuck this baby. You don't fuck about this baby.
You just RKO out of nowhere.
Little punk ass baby. This baby's gonna get when he comes to this world. Pain. God damn. Fucking Renan. Chill out, bro. So Renan, not the chair. Put the chair down.
What did Samoa Joe's movie used to have? Or he still does it.
Katina Clutch?
Yeah, no, the drop where he puts your neck on his shoulder. From Ultimate Mo.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, great move. It was a cool move.
Anyway, man, I think this week's going to be interesting because I think they're going to still have some back and forth because OC went in there, wreck shit, and NXT, and then, you know, SmackDown. So, I mean, it is what it is. I think some crazy shit's going to happen this week. I think it's going to be really good.
What star would you think NXT would just blow up to see? To come back, to just show up?
What do you mean, like... To come back to Raw?
No. NXT? Roster. Like, if someone just popped up at, like, Randy Orton just popped up at Orlando and NXT, would it...
Who do you think? Oh, they're going to sacrifice someone to fucking get destroyed?
Yeah.
Oh, the bro.
The bro?
You got to sacrifice him and King Lee. Actually, King Lee. Let him be in a match and let him get RKO'd. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. But if King Corbin went there to NXT approval, I don't think they would. Yeah, still would be pretty like hyped up, right?
What do you mean?
Like the fans would pretty like be like, "Oh yeah, it's King Corbin," or would they be like, "All right."
No, you're right. You're gonna get a better response for Randy Orton off the bat, bro. Corbin's not that guy.
Yeah, but he ended up being Roman Reigns. They're building him up to be a great heel. Like, people like him. They keep using
Yeah,
him.
but
So.
he didn't. Did he beat him? I didn't see the match. Did he beat him fair and square?
No.
See, then I don't.
Yeah, fair enough.
If he beat him fair and square, yeah. But Randy Orton's gonna get a bigger pop when he comes out of nowhere in that fucking arena than King Corbin will. It's Randy Orton. The Apex Predator.
Yeah, I don't know. If Seth just popped up, it would be pretty cool, though.
Oh yeah, fucking drop someone on their fucking neck. Do the curb stomp of someone's face.
All right, man. I think we'll wrap this up right here, man.
Damn it.
Got any shows or anything on our.
Well, besides tonight, I got the show tonight with for the charity benefit. Then after that, I got a show down in Fort Lauderdale at Shipwreckers. The UN is going to be over the United Nations Conference, so I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to that. And then also on top of that, we have what's it called coming up next week? I got a couple shows next week. I don't really have dates right now.
Okay, man.
But I. Go ahead.
You know your social media, brother?
Oh, yeah, man. Follow me on Facebook, Randy Vega, Instagram, and YouTube, Randy V Comedy. Definitely check me out. I'm going to have some crazy vlogs coming up for the show tonight, so it should be interesting. See how the shit goes.
All right, man. Hopefully everything goes good, man.
Yeah, man.
You can always find me, Renald Preville, at everything at Hey, it's Renald. HEY. ITS Ronald, RENALD. You can also follow our Instagram, Wrestling Off Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, if you need us, want to email us, get us some conversation going with us, email us at wrestlingoffthehandle@gmail.com. Oh, wrestlingoffthehandlepodcast at gmail.com.
Yeah, we got some pretty soon one of these shows coming up. We're gonna be answering questions, something like that, man. So get some questions in.
Yeah, man.
We'll be doing some Q&A.
Yeah, bro. Thank you guys for listening. This is Wrestling Off the Handle. Later.
Peace.
Oh, thank you.